All right, everybody, welcome back. We are going to jump right into it today. We're doing a deep dive on something pretty interesting, onboarding tech and how it can help you keep your employees around longer, especially if you're dealing with the, let's just say, interesting world of California labor laws.
Yeah, those laws.
So if you're trying to make your onboarding process better and you're in California, this one's for you. And listen, you might be surprised. We're talking about how HR tech and legal stuff, like, actually go together. Who knew, right?
Yeah, it is kind of wild how those two things, you know, they seem so different, but they're really connected. I mean, California has a lot of laws about protecting workers, which is great, but it definitely makes things a bit more complicated for companies, especially when you're bringing new people on board.
Exactly. And I bet some of you listening are thinking, okay, California labor laws, but like, how does that affect my onboarding process? So let's make this real. Imagine you're onboarding someone new in California. Well, guess what? California law is super specific about when employees get meal and rest breaks, like down to the minute, based on how many hours they work. And that's just one tiny example of all the rules companies got to follow.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if you don't tell your new employees about these rights during onboarding, like all the details of those break laws, you could be in for some legal trouble down the road. And trust me, that is not the way you want to start things off with a new employee.
No kidding. And that's where this HR tech comes in. Some of these platforms are amazing. They have features that automatically calculate and schedule breaks, so you're compliant from day one. It's like having a legal expert built right into your software.
Right. And some platforms go even further than just breaks. They have things like digital signatures for all those forms. You got to have people sign, and even interactive training modules specifically on California labor laws. It just streamlines everything and makes sure everyone's on the same page right from the beginning.
Makes sense. But it's not just about avoiding lawsuits, is it? Having a smooth onboarding experience, especially in a place like California with all those laws, can really make a difference in whether your employees stick around.
Oh, absolutely. Think about it. If you're a new employee and the onboarding process is confusing or overwhelming, you're probably not going to feel very valued or connected to the country. You might even start second-guessing your decision to work there.
Yeah, you're not going to feel very good about it. And, you know, our research for this deep dive actually backs this up. It says companies with streamlined onboarding processes, they keep 25% more of their employees in that first year. That's a huge jump.
And there's a psychological reason for that. When onboarding is clear and well-organized, it shows the employee that the company cares about them and wants them to succeed. That creates a sense of belong and sets them up to be engaged for the long haul.
You know, it's like that saying, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And in today's job market, that first impression during onboarding can really make or break an employee's experience.
It really can. And the best part about onboarding tech is it lets HR teams focus on the human side of things. You know, building relationships, answering questions, making people feel welcome. The technology handles all the boring rule-following stuff, so HR can actually focus on the employee experience.
Okay, so we've talked about how California's labor laws make onboarding a little more interesting and how HR tech can make it easier to follow the rules and create a smoother experience for new hires. But let's step back for a second. Why are we even so focused on this whole smooth onboarding, high retention thing anyway?
Well, at the end of the day, it's about creating a work environment that's both positive and productive. When employees feel valued, supported, and informed from the get-go, they're more likely to be engaged, motivated, and invested in the company's success. It's a win-win for everyone.
You know, that reminds me of this story I read about a software company that totally changed their onboarding process using one of these new platforms. And get this, their early employee turnover went way down, and they were getting amazing feedback from their new hires about how welcome and prepared they felt. Pretty cool, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a perfect example of how putting some thought and investment into your onboarding process, including the tech you use, can really pay off in the long run. It's not just about checking boxes and following the rules. It's about making a positive impression that lasts.
So just to sum it all up, we've talked about the unique challenges and also the opportunities that come with California labor laws. We've seen how HR tech can make it way easier to follow those laws and keep your employees happy. And we've looked at the big picture of why this whole thing even matters in the first place, which is creating a better employee experience. But it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? How can we use these ideas about onboarding and retention in other parts of our work or even our personal lives? Like, could making the introduction to a new project or hobby or even, you know, a relationship go more smoothly actually lead to better results in the long run? Something to think about.
Yeah, I like that. It shows how these ideas about clear communication, setting expectations, and making people feel like they belong are important everywhere, not just at work.
You know, it really is kind of wild how tech, the law, and like human psychology all come together to shape what it's like to be an employee. Who knew we'd find so many interesting connections in just one deep dive? Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Keep exploring, and we'll catch you next time.